Welcome, everyone. This is the October 21st, 2025 meeting of the CBD HDLC Architectural Review Committee. First item is roll call. Robert Boyd, present. Miriam Salas, present. Robbie Cangelosi, present. Ashley King, absent. Randy Hutchison, absent. We have three members constituting a quorum. Second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, September 16th, 2025 meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion to approve by Miriam Salas, a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The first application on the regular agenda is 713 Camp Street. Would you like, you can have a seat at the end of the table over there once you finish passing out drawings. Staff?
This is an application for modifications to a storefront door for compliance with ADA at a contributing rated four-story commercial building in Lafayette Square.
Great, thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you to state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Christopher Johnson. I'm the architect of record for the project.
Great.
And my address is 2126 Kelvin Street.
Okay, would you like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, the owner of the property has opted to change the use of the ground floor residential unit to a commercial unit. Use is not yet determined, but it's fewer than 50 occupants, so more than likely it's just going to be, you know, business for now. But the requirements are to comply with ADA when you're changing use, and that means we need a dedicated, we need a dedicated door that is separate from the residential access, and B, we need it to be accessible. So the logical location is place the door where an existing door is, and that's the pair of doors that's on the Poyter Street side of the building, the downriver side of the building. Currently it's a pair of doors, neither of which is 36 inches or provides the adequate clearance. So we are proposing to retain the existing opening, not only between the columns, but within the molding as well, centered under the transom window, and provide a compliant door and fill the remaining space with a side light adjacent to it. So it's reminiscent of the door that it's replacing, and it keeps the size. And I did update with a slightly larger print of that detail there, which you have next to you, Eleanor, and which you also have as well. And it's a little more legible, easier to read the details. So the goal is to, again, retain all of the geometry of the building, touch none of the historic fabric, and only modify the door opening under the transom window.
Well, it's not keeping the symmetry. I think it is an appropriate solution.
Is there any public comment regarding 713-15 Camp Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion?
I have a question. It looks like the left pair of doors are two lights. And is it the existing doors or, oh no, okay, the drawing shows two lights, but it's showing one light there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Artifact of the drafting that was overlooked, my apologies for that, but yes, it is a single light per door leaf.
The existing. So the doors don't match currently to begin with.
No, I think they do.
They do. Just, they're
their drawing
light
is wrong. The reality is they match.
These look newer.
And your,
well, none of it's old. All those transoms are just way out of scale and everything else.
Right, and this opening looks, I don't know, these don't appear the same proportions.
Yeah, it looks like the ones to the right may be wider.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
And your threshold's okay?
The thresholds are a little bit off, so we're going to make a slight tapering down to the sidewalk level. It's an inch and a half, an inch and a quarter, something like that. So we're going to catch that with a threshold plate and a slight grout. Fire Marshal has approved this so far, so the path of access seems to be appropriate. And just no modification of the sidewalk or the public right-of-way.
Did you by any chance study the door in the center and side lights on each side?
The door in the center of the side lights, oh, if we were to do a redesign?
Yeah.
It's possible to do that, however, the side lights would become so narrow that the glass would be just 2 or 3 inches wide if we were to preserve the styles and rails at the same proportions.
Any comments?
No.
I don't know what else to do here. Randy, have you had time to look at it?
Yeah, just quickly, and I guess everybody's having a little heartburn about not being able to put in two French doors, I guess.
Yeah, like French doors.
It is French doors currently.
Yeah, but I guess they're less than 3-0 each, or?
They are less than 3-0 each, that's correct.
So we need
Hold up.
And if we were to go with a single leaf, if we were to...
It's from pilots to pilots, or 6-6, but we don't have the dimension for the opening.
Which is larger than compliant with code also, so we're in that kind of weird gray zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a question. Looking at the elevation for the door, just to the left of the door, you've got 6.5 inch. What is that filler panel on the left of the door?
The left of the panel, that's an existing, the left of the door, that is actually a filler panel. Now, because the door itself is blocked in the front from the standard access for the 12-inch clearance for a push or 18 for a pull. So this pushes the latch side of the door far enough away from the adjacent column to provide compliant access. So what we're doing is we're mimicking the door material with a dummy panel that's then overlapped.
And you can't move the door to the right and put a larger side light because of what's happening on the inside, right?
That's right, yeah. Partly right. If we were to put it on the right side, that gas room there, the utility room, is blocking it.
I don't like that filler panel. So if you didn't have that filler panel, you would only have 5.5 inches of approach clearance on the latch side of the door.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Any comments or a motion?
I would say a motion to approve that. Yeah, because he has much money on his ability.
The way they should go from cast iron to cast iron, and then a pair in between. I don't know how that's going to look with this crazy transom in here.
Well, the pair doors, but that wouldn't give us the clearance.
No, what I'm saying is from here to here, pilaster to pilaster is 6-6.
Yeah.
And the original doors would have gone from here to here,
right,
and they'd have been tall.
Yeah.
Chris, do you know when the brazos and modifications were done previously?
I do not know when they were done, but the whole building was renovated around 2001, and I only have reference floor plans.
It doesn't
renovation, so it's possible that they were touching on back then.
Yeah. I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah. There is a motion on the floor to approve.
Oh, is there a second?
I was just going to say, I think I have a little bit of heartburn too, and it seems like maybe you guys were trying to figure out if there was a way to kind of knock out these. The colon in the drawing? Mm-hmm. No, that's the columns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think I still might prefer the skinny side lights.
But even that, I don't think it's possible because of the gas room.
And that's true.
We will have the plan for you to have it.
So the plan is set that much?
The plan is showing the, where the existing utilities are there, so the gas is not movable. And you can see the wall right behind the door where the photos are. We're trying.
So, this is a unit coming, this service is here.
And then this is a separate apartment.
I'm wondering if we just flip the doors here, if we just came this way.
Well, the requirements are that you have a separate residential entrance from the commercial entrance, unfortunately.
That's what I was trying to ask, to see whether the commercial was segregated from the residential over here. Trying to understand the flow of the plan with unit one and.
So here he is, they're creating a private corridor for the residential.
That's correct.
But this one doesn't come through here, there's no wall between them.
They're taking it down.
Is there any prohibition to moving the door, the plans out, one bay?
What would that achieve?
It would at least get you clear of these plan problems, and then you could do a door that isn't what this is.
It looks like the. It looks like the bay one over is narrower than the bay with the doors in.
This bay is wider than all of the other bays.
Right, but I think we're just trying to get a 3-0 door in there. And then we're just, that could just become a.
But then to me,
all the buildings in this row have doors on the two exteriors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't have.
Well, what about this one here?
It's in the exterior, it's in the other bay.
I mean, right here, on the right, there's the same condition, there's a door, a window, a door, yeah.
Because it's only a 3-bay?
No, it's a little bit.
So are we arguing about aesthetics at this point? Because all of this is unoriginal.
That's what, and this is the opening that is already offset with all the other openings on this building. It's wider than the other three openings.
I think that solar panel to the left is unfortunate, but looking at all the different options here, that might be the least bad option.
Can we get a second? Because we need to have a second before we have discussion.
Okay, I'll second for discussion purposes.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
So I didn't hear that. That's a no to the moving the door?
It sounds like the no was to moving the door, not because of a viewpoint that I'm holding, but because the symmetry of these other buildings.
But they're not
the exterior doors.
I mean, the condition I'm talking about is evident right there.
Door, window, door.
Which?
Right there. Oh,
it does. Right
there.
Door, window, door, window.
It doesn't look worse.
I mean, those all look
those
equal space,
those
though.
Those windows look bad, but.
Yeah, the ground floor and all of these look more.
Yeah.
I mean, given the modifications that have occurred on the building next door, this seems preferable to what they've done there, and that was allowed.
It may have been prior to our. I've been in here since day one. I don't remember that one. I may have missed the meeting.
I mean, the only other thing I could think of is, you know, if you want to get out of this, a butt-glazed solution that takes it out of the historic vocabulary and is a modern intervention.
The storefront, a standard aluminum storefront?
No,
just glass.
Glass, but glaze.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
If it's the buildup of the paneling and the side light that is concerning.
Yeah, I would like to go butt glaze idea to this.
Up to the transom bar or
I would just say up to the transom bar. I mean, I don't have an issue with this proposal personally. I think it reads as what it is and is.
And it's probably not.
Utilitarian and it's not.
I do think it's the least bad solution.
What is on the screen right now? What is on the pattern right now?
What's being proposed?
What's being proposed?
Yeah. So there was a motion on the floor to approve and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I appreciate your insights too. Thank you for taking your time to look at that.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome to keep them, otherwise I can take them off your hand. You've got the digital one.
We just recycle.
That's what I do too. Paper is just for today.
Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You can have a seat at the end of the table. All right. The next item on the agenda is 619 Gravier Street. Welcome. Can you state your address, name and address for the record, please?
Scott Heath with Williams Architects at 824 Barone Street, New Orleans.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of a significant two-story commercial building, including restoration of previously existing window openings and installation of a new exterior egress stair and full control PKM place.
Great, thank you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes. Thank you for seeing us this morning. This is a building designed in constructed in 1889 by Selwyn Teledano. It was served as the original Lakeland Bank location that was custom built for the organization. We're proposing to restore some of the fenestration and exterior openings to an earlier state of the building's history. The building has been modified in its interior at several points in its history, with the inclusion of a large vault in the center. That's outside of your purview, but if you look at the supplemental attachments, you can see some of the openings that are visible on the front, left or alley side, and rear side of the building. And we're proposing to restore three transom windows that face the front of the building, the front of Gravier Street, that currently have interior-only construction on the inside. But if you look at the exterior, you can see would appear to be a wood awning windows with sashes, or single wood sash, and wood casings. Proposing removing the interior block from that. And the side that faces the alley, we're wished to restore by reconstructing the three arched openings on that side. If you look at the supplemental attachments, there is a floor plan that includes an exterior stair that will provide access to a second story, which can be seen on, you will see the construction documents. On A103, and there's an existing arched door that leads to the alley that is over this about 30 feet off the ground. So if you can see the attachments, you can see that opening on the outside and on the inside. And if you look at the original drawing, there was an addition on the side. There was a staircase that went from the second story of the addition up to the second story in the front. And we're proposing putting a exterior stair to provide one of the two necessary means of egress for that upper level to make it usable for the proposed use. We are returning, now I know an exterior stair is not usually a preferred option for contributing buildings, but this is reestablishing a prior historic condition of an exterior stair. We're trying to minimize that by having the stair go up to the roof so that it's not occupying as much of that alley as be less visible than a full stair going all the way to the kitchen.
Are you pursuing tax credits?
So,
are you pursuing tax credits for this project?
I believe we are.
Have you had a response from the SHPO regarding your proposal?
We have not sought their preliminary decision, preliminary opinion yet.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what they say.
Hmm?
I'm interested to see what they say.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's helpful if that discussion happens before HDLC because they control the purse strings and usually dictate what will happen and what gets approved more than we do.
We can appreciate that. That is the case with other projects we're working on.
Right. But at this point, it's a restoration that you're proposing.
Yes. Yes, it's a restoration and removing some of the later interior items, which of course are more of SHPO's concern than HTLC. But what we're the design of the windows they're putting in are based on, if you want to look at the supplements. There's a photograph from 1912. You can see part of the window, arched window in the back. And then also, there is a fragment visible in one of the photographs of a surviving window in the very back. So that's guiding us along.
Which page, Tom?
Page 11 has that window fragment, and it's not as visible in black and white. And the historic photograph from an article is on page 6.
Gotcha. Is this going to be a restaurant?
It's going to be a bar. Which is a conditional use for the area.
So let me understand the library, which is that's your highest occupied level, is that
yes.
Right? It's accessed from stair down to the floor below. You're adding a stair on the outside to exit the library, right? A second means of egress for the library?
Yes, there'd be an interior stair as well,
yeah.
Going down to a mezzanine.
So when the library folks to exit, they go out the door, they go up the stair, they go across the roof, and then back down.
Yes.
And where do they land?
Land behind 217. There's an existing fire escape stair there.
But it dumps into, I don't see where that fire stair dumps into. Is in the same alley?
Yes, in the same alley.
There is a gate to a left, right? So are you guys proposing
keeping
the gate or
remove it? We're going to modify the gate and swing out and have the appropriate panic park.
Right now,
it opens
in or it opens out?
I believe it opens up. An assembly occupancy.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am. Between two floors in the hotel and would go into existing guest rooms. So it would be difficult to integrate it into the program. You can go all the way to the hotel.
But it would be helpful to see in this A101 that clearly defined the egress route, et cetera, and like a dash line of the stairwell.
That's because it's coming off of the mezzanine above it.
I know, but like
yes,
here, you're still saying like where are we landing, et cetera.
Yes.
Because as you know, people are gonna block this. That people put stories up there, or you have to have to explain
even different users,
not talking about
explicit
about your egress,
etc. We'd be happy to provide a clearer egress,
mm-hmm.
a life safety plan.
Which is always not under our diligence, but it helps to understand the case. By the way, have a look at this building before. We have, this is a good concept to do this, and this is both is very interesting that we are producing.
Your new signage, will it just be one big piece, or are you going to do independent letters like the historic sign was?
Yet to be determined. But we'll of course receive a sign, probably under an independent sign permit.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 619 Gravier Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
What would be the design of the railing on the stair? Is that shown anywhere? Am I missing?
It has not been designed yet. Because of the height, it may require it to be able to limit the amount of view because mm-hmm. it prevents someone becoming scared. So it may actually end up being something of a perforated metal to limit the view.
So the opening
the
that's the existing opening that has been enclosed.
That is correct.
So you're restoring that opening.
Yes, last page 14 and 15.
Scott, are you seeking today's conceptual approval?
Yes, conceptual approval. And the details we worked out at staff level. We're not modifying the exterior, the three window space in the front, we're not modifying their size or configuration. We're just removing the locking and from the storage.
If it helps at all, there is in the alley visible from the street existing
I would make a motion to approve with the details we worked out at the staff level.
I would second that.
I'm sorry, did you say to be worked out with the staff or just conceptual approval and come back here?
I'll work out with the staff.
Okay. I second that.
So we have a motion by Randy Hutchison and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Hanging on to this because I want to compare this. I got this in my class about the Franklin S and see how this really relates to Franklin S.
I
think
maybe
you
were The last item was just a quick little discussion and an update on where we are with the updates to the design guidelines relative to window tinting and reflectivity for IECC compliance. So basically, we've had some discussions with safety and permits. We've been looking at the process. Essentially, there's two paths for compliance. One is prescriptive, and the other is performance, where you kind of model through energy. There's a little flexibility with where things can have higher ratings or lower, but still achieve compliance. So we kind of narrowed it down to the two aspects that seem most relevant for tinting would be the visible transmittance, and that's about the fraction of light that's submitted through the window, and then the other factor would be the exterior visible light reflectance, which is how much light is basically bounced off the surface, and that's about sort of like tinting, how mirror-like it appears. So now that we've got those two kind of measurements of the window qualities, we're looking to see if we can kind of gear them towards a specific threshold where anything below that or above that would be acceptable, or where it gets too tinted or where it gets too reflective. So currently, we have a recommendation that's based on, we just have basically two samples currently. This is a standard low E, so we currently approve clear glass with a low E coating, which does get a little bit tinted. But then for IECC compliance, they're likely going to need darker, more intense tinting. So it's kind of trying to figure out where we feel comfortable, where it starts to get too dark, too out of sync with the surrounding clear glass and the sea. So basically, we have the two samples in the low E. So I started to plot those on a scale. So we can start to see relative also to like clear glass and low-E glass, they kind of tend for like tinting to be on the higher end. So if we had the limit sort of around 0.45 where it's shown now, this sample would be considered acceptable in terms of the tinting, where this would be too dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we kind of need more data points
yes.
to see exactly where it gets too much.
Because it will depend on the size of the reference color.
How much? Maybe for like the actual compliance, like
yeah.
in energy modeling, but for us it would be more just like, would this be too tinted?
I got you.
And none of this affects compliance in terms of it's not something in the prescriptive path where they say the BT has to be something specific, so there's flexibility, it seems, where they
well,
can...
And according to safety permits, nobody's going to do the prescriptive route.
It's super hard.
That seems
smaller.
Entirely too difficult for any restoration of a
yeah.
building, so everyone's going to do
because
a performative route.
Also,
so.
Because when you ask an energy modeler to model a historic building, it has so many variables,
exactly,
filtration,
yeah.
and you don't have the type of window, et cetera. They
so,
literally decline.
So mm-hmm. our goal is to get somewhere where we are comfortable with approving the tinting,
mm-hmm.
that they can work within the performative to
okay.
work with what we can approve.
And I will make a commentary because I think, is this the one example that I have?
Yes, these
so
are both your
looking
samples.
At these, it looks super different inside
mm-hmm.
this plate
sure.
than it looks outside.
Mm-hmm.
So any like true decision, I think that we need to
actually have
yeah.
maybe
against not even
against the light or outside.
It's mm-hmm. completely different light in these.
And one of those other two samples, clear?
The white one's just a low E.
This one just happened to be in the corner this morning.
All right.
And this one has a BT of 0.42.
So that one would just be approvable under
no,
our...
This one would be too dark.
Oh, too dark.
Just
okay.
too dark.
Just too dark.
So I think this is actually kind of helpful because
yeah.
this would be sort of where it's
the
too
that's pretty much
for
the
us.
Threshold, yeah.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know what the building is, but going towards the courthouse, there is a building that was completely replaced. And since we fairly transparent, it looks kind of cool. You know what?
Which one?
Look? You know, like the small building that is close to the courthouse on Tulane? I just happened to be jury duty like, a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed. It's like a three-story building. It has a colonnade outside, and like, the glass is set back like 3 or 4 feet. It looks really good. I was actually shocked. It's fairly transparent, and it seems like it's a same sort of renovation. So I wonder how they get that passed, if it was.
Yeah.
It's not a historic building, I don't think. It's part of the public, but it doesn't look like a historic
building. Maybe it was before the compliance requirements came
no,
in?
No, they were just recently
okay.
doing the
Well, I think like for next steps, it would be helpful to get more samples that
yeah.
kind of dance around the upper and lower limits, so we can kind of see better with the actual samples, maybe in sunlight,
yeah.
where the threshold more specifically is for us.
Yeah, any of you get any samples?
Yeah, if you
I donated mine.
I know.
That may have options.
We have more
these.
Than we can deal with. They just take up room and no one
oh,
to throw it away. Is there any way you can give me, share with me what those values are so I can try
Absolutely.
And find some that maybe fit within
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'd be happy
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I can send you a copy
yeah.
of the materials in here because this has the samples kind of positioned.
So I'm still going to really recommend. The reps are very, very willing to work for you.
Yeah.
So if you give them the criteria
yeah.
and you want to approve material, they will do all of these charts.
Yeah, there's like we can get 3 samples for
yeah.
a few of them.
Another
I just wasn't
like
sure
this
which
homework,
ones.
This homework, the charting, they will provide for you.
Oh, okay.
Like make
yeah.
the reps work for you. They want to be approved.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean,
yeah.
So if you guys say Guardian, whoever you want to
the
name, let them do the work for you. That's what you can
Yeah, well, if you have materials libraries and you have glass samples that may be in these ranges in like a gray or
yeah.
even some of the like browns or colors that we're not looking to approve, so we can kind of see
yeah.
in person and evaluate all together, that would be helpful and we can coordinate just to let me know.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Cool.
Also, we can connect with like the people from like, I think I sent you the rest for Garden, like the George Glass and all of those people will be
George, Synergy,
yeah,
will
be ready to do the homework.
Has the Park Service established any?
We were just talking
yeah.
about that. We need to talk to them and see if it's starting to affect them yet. Because it's only just started really affecting us recently. really, like, we've had two or three projects finally starting to pop up that need to deal with this.
Yeah. Like the one we had to re-sign, so it would meet. We had to change it last week.
Yeah, I have a big one on Canal Street.
Yeah.
It's not affecting smaller projects, it's mostly the really, really big renos or reconstruction.
Only construction, which we don't have that much going on.
No, we don't now, especially of that size.
No.
Yeah.
It's been an issue going back to when they renovated the Supreme Court building, because when it's all dark and everybody said, looks like the building's bombed out. You got this white building and these anodized bronze windows, they took out the wood ones and they've got that dark glass in it that really looks bad.
So bad.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what, we're not even looking at reflectivity because we're just not approving it. It just looks really bad.
We have like lower values for that.
Very low values for reflectivity.
It's appropriate for stinking.
No.
No.
All right, well, thank you guys.